Hey guys, Bryce here from Flex Cortex. All content on the Flex Cortex podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes. It is not a substitution for medical advice from a qualified health professional. Thank you and enjoy the podcast. All right, guys. Today, I have the absolute pleasure of speaking with Brooke Headstrong. Brooke Headstrong is a puppet, and he is also training to be a certified personal trainer, which is pretty sick.
That's right.
Like, you would obviously want him getting you jacked. So he also has a podcast, which is called Reppin' Fitness, where he has a bunch of people on, and they talk about anything health and fitness wise. He has merch on his website, so go check that out after. Reppinfitness.com. And then he's also introducing some new services on there too, where he's now visiting schools, talking to kids about fitness. That's pretty awesome too. But first of all, I just want to say a huge thank you for making the time to come on today. I'm honored and happy to have this conversation.
Oh, it's great to be here. It's nice to meet you, Bryce.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Andrew has said gleaming things, so.
Oh, Andrew. You know, I'm glad you know I'm not Andrew, because a lot of people, they usually ask me that, because Andrew's so nice. He helps me out a lot, and I think a lot of people, they're getting suspicious. They think something's up.
I see the resemblance. For those of you that are just listening to this, like, I could see the frame is one thing that's kind of a dead giveaway, but also,
Like because I'm so much bigger?
The hair and the beard, yeah. It's kind of, I could totally see how there would be a comparison there.
Yeah, maybe. But how's your day?
Oh man, it's been good. I worked this morning.
Oh, nice.
Worked some in-person clients, got some check-ins done before this, and then now I'm super stoked to have you come on and talk about motivation versus discipline.
Oh, that's a great topic. Great topic. I can't wait to dig into this.
So being that you're currently in school and that you're involved in, you know, health and fitness, what would you say that is the common issue that you see when it comes to new gym goers? So I'd say, like, what is pretty common is people will start and then they'll stop and then they'll start and then they'll stop and then they'll start and then they'll stop. So what do you think is the common issue as to why people will start and then fall off?
Right. I mean, you're absolutely right. That is a pretty big issue involved in the whole process of going to the gym. But when you think about it, once they're there, I wonder, do you think gym intimidation plays a part in why they give up so easily? Or maybe it's the fact that they get so sore in that first week or two when you first get back, and then you're like, oh no, is this ever going to stop? But they need to know it's going to. It'll get better. It gets so much easier. It's just that you're doing stuff your body isn't used to doing, so you need to give it some time. And a lot of people, they don't understand that. They don't understand the process.
Yeah, and I like what you said there about gym intimidation, and I think that's a unique way of putting it, where people go in there and they see all these macho guys. Maybe they see Brick in there and they're like, oh my God, this guy is very, very handsome and very kind, but he's also very, but he's also very, very big. And, you know, maybe he's a little bit intimidating. So I understand when people start off in the gym too, it's an unfamiliar environment for them. They're, you know, already nervous enough to be there. So then you factor in, like, they don't know what they're doing. They're second guessing themselves. And then it becomes a whole thing. So I'd say that's a big part of it. And I like what you said too about the soreness, right? I think that sometimes just comes way out of left field, like a tornado. And then they're, you know, like the first good leg day, right? Like they'll do legs once and then all of a sudden they're sore for like a week.
Yeah, right? You can't even walk. It hurts so much. But that means it was good.
Kind of the best, though, at the same time, man.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Now, I'm going to give you a scoop. Brick, I do legs. I don't tell people that very often. But Yeah, even I do legs. You can't skip them.
No, you can't skip legs. I mean, like, even with your clever angle of filming, like, you're only seeing the top half anyways, but you have to still do legs. Like, you got to support the structure. It's like if you try to build a house with no foundation.
Right. And it also makes all the other lifts that much easier because if you're engaging your core, you're engaging your whole body on certain lifts. So, working my legs more times every week has been a significant help with my process and my progress.
So with yourself, what are your current goals for fitness? Like, what are some things that you're trying to work towards?
Yeah, so I'm 46 years old. So for me, it's about making sure this machine I call my body stays as good a shape as it could be. I'm not really trying to go for any new PRs. I think those days are past me. But I've been focusing more on form, tempo. I've been lifting lighter, but I've been hoping that'll inspire some people to get in the gym because they're going to look at me and they're going to be like, "Brick, you're not even lifting that heavy. I could lift that. I could lift that." But what I'm really doing is I'm focusing on my form and my tempo.
Yeah, I think form and tempo is like way overlooked, right? And I think that
Right.
it
Yeah.
from the very beginning, I mean, it might have people a little bit more sore. Like, I feel like
Right.
with just focusing on technique and tempo, I think that usually will cause someone to have more prolonged soreness at the beginning. But if you're able to build that foundation right off the bat and get more confident with your lifts, I mean, that's what's ultimately more important, I think, is being able to move well. Have less issues, right? Than trying to like ego lift and
Yeah.
impress all the people at the gym.
Yeah, a lot of people, they get stuck in that. They like the ego lift. But not Brick. I've already done all that. I've already outlifted them all, so I have nothing left to prove.
Do you think the ego lifting ties into the gym intimidation?
Definitely does. Absolutely does. Because when you walk in there and you see somebody putting up like 300 pounds on the bench, and you see them struggling, but everybody around them's encouraging them on, telling them to do it. And then I'm looking at them, I'm like, I'm not even close to that. I don't know if I should be here. These people over here, they're lifting so much. I don't want to look stupid, But really, no one cares. They're not paying attention to me. They want to impress their friends. So.
So for you, do you have any clients currently right now, or do you have any people that you currently work with that are struggling to stay in a routine? If
Oh,
so,
absolutely.
what are some things that you work on with them to try to get them to adhere to a schedule?
Yeah, so as you know, I have a podcast called Reppin' Fitness, where I talk to people like you, fitness coaches, fitness professionals. And a lot of the time, I'm really just fishing for answers for my friends, such as Pan Pan the Panda Bear. This guy, he eats so many cookies, I don't know what to do with them. So what I did was I took them away from him. But he's pretty mad about that. So I was talking to Josh Hillis, and he told me that I should talk to Pan Pan about doing the 10-minute rule. Are you familiar with the 10-minute rule?
Not entirely sure, so explain it for the listeners.
Yeah, so basically, if you want a cookie, right, what you should do is get that cookie, put it out. Then wait 10 minutes. Go do something else and see if you still want that cookie. So, a lot of the times, I'm just helping people stay on track with their fitness goals, their nutrition, trying to talk them out of doing the bad stuff and stay consistent at the gym.
I like the 10-minute rule because I think that is a very good approach to just seeing if you actually like are really wanting it or if you actually need it or
Right.
if you're just craving it because maybe you skipped a meal or you didn't drink much water or you're stressed out about something. And I think end of the day, it just comes down to like trying to balance everything and find balance within your life, right?
Right, exactly. Just got to take some time and evaluate what is the real reason I want this cookie. Is it that it's so delicious? Maybe it's that. Or maybe something's going on that I need to address.
I mean, it probably because they're delicious, but
Well, I can't blame you for that. Nope.
yeah, I like cookies. This is for everybody. I'm like, cookies are great. And also just health professionals do eat cookies. As strange as that may sound, and everyone's probably like, "Oh my God, you eat cookies?" We do eat cookies.
Yeah, it's moderation. Moderation is key, and a lot of people, they just don't know how to do that. So I try to help them with it.
Yeah, and I mean for me even too. I will try to let myself have a little treat every day to a degree, right? Where it fits into like my macro balance or like my calorie count for the day, and just let myself have something that I enjoy just for adherence sake and for like a sustainability aspect too, right? If I'm wanting to do a diet long term, or if I'm wanting to just like live healthier overall, like longer term as well. I think a big key to that is going to be just putting yourself into a situation where you're actually able to like sustain it. And I think that ties into motivation and discipline too, because if you're just trying to do these things when motivation is high, then you're not going to be able to adhere to it all the time because motivation will not always be high.
Yeah, exactly. Making big changes right out of the gate is usually not a bad idea. All right, sorry. It is a bad idea. That's what I meant to say.
I got what you're saying. Don't worry. So when it comes to let's talk more about motivation discipline then. So
Okay.
with motivation being very subjective, right? And by that I mean for listeners, is motivation will be high in periods of time. So likely it'll be
Right.
high at the very beginning of your fitness journey, or it'll be very high in periods where maybe you have friends around you trying to lose weight, or maybe you have a friend that's getting ready for a wedding or something, then you'll look at yourself and be like, oh, this is a time maybe where I should start taking care of myself. So for someone that is, struggling, let's say like they're trying to find fire within the times that motivation is high, what would you recommend that they do to ensure that they're sticking to the routine of training and just the fit lifestyle in general, to work through the periods of time where motivation maybe isn't as high?
Sure, yeah. Well, number one, I would say consider a fitness coach because they'll check in with you and keep you motivated all the way through. Sometimes even coaches need coaches. I don't know about you, but I have a fitness coach. They help me along, they help me on my journey. Now, separate to that, maybe make a friend at the gym. This way, they'll probably be asking, hey, when you getting here? And then they help you be accountable.
No, I love both of those things. I think I've had a coach for a long time, actually. So I've been working with somebody
Oh,
for
yeah.
probably about 2 years. It's all
Oh, nice.
remotely, but it's been very helpful for me. And like you said too, it's that guidance. It's the collaborative aspect to it. It's the support, right? But
Yeah.
then also they're able to kind of steer you in the right direction, and like also, kind of give you a lending hand when you're maybe there's periods where motivation is dropping off, like maybe where stress is high and there's a lot of variables that are contributing. They're there to help lead you in the right direction, right?
Yeah, exactly. And something that a lot of people don't know is that when you sign up to a new gym, sometimes they even bundle personal training sessions in. So you could take advantage of that along with that. This way, you could get started the right way versus showing up and not knowing what to do.
Yeah. And I feel like that ties into the gymtimidation, what you mentioned earlier too, where it's like if you have a better idea of what you're doing and you feel like more confident with your capabilities and you feel more confident with the exercises and understanding like what muscle groups you're trying to target with certain things too, I feel like you're more inclined to keep going versus if you
Right.
go and you look at like this abyss of machines and this like open
Yeah.
concept of machines. It's like can be scary for somebody that's like brand new, especially because you're like, is this targeting my back, you know, feeling it in my arms,
Right.
or is this targeting my chest? I feel this in my arms, or maybe you're not feeling it there at all. You're like, I feel this in my glutes or something. Like, I have no idea, right? But
Right,
it's good
right.
to, it's good to just understand that like you have some direction of, okay, this targets this, this targets this. You know, this is kind of how you would like structure a leg day or structure a chest day
Right.
or structure a back day or whatever.
Yeah, even so, like you're saying, another good idea would be on your first day, take a tour around the gym. Get familiar with what machines are there because some gyms, they're huge. Like you said, you'll get lost in the abyss. Won't know what to do. But that's what the gym management is there for. They can help you understand what they got, what's available, and how it can help you.
It is the best abyss to be lost in, but it is the
Oh yeah,
abyss to
I
be
love that
lost in.
abyss. That's my favorite abyss. I'm gonna get lost in that abyss in a little while. I'm gonna head back out there. I'm gonna get some reps in.
Man, reps, I love working out. We're gonna be best friends, Brooke.
Oh yeah. Did you go to the gym today?
Well, today was rest day.
Oh, rest day. Nice.
Yeah, I went yesterday though.
What'd you do?
Did back.
Back, big back day.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Back is probably, it's probably one of my favorite muscle groups to train, to be honest with you.
Oh yeah. What's your favorite exercise?
Lately I've been liking pull-ups.
Pull-ups. Nice. Just with your body weight?
Just for my body weight, just trying to get to the point where I'm doing, you know, full controlled range of motion. I'm going as low as I can go with control, going up and making sure that I'm not swinging too much to use other musculature to assist with the pull-ups.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you're focusing in on the form, making sure it's good. Now, what something people obviously miss sometimes is the mind body connection. You have to be, it's almost like meditation when you take it slower.
And like I think that's really important to develop in the beginning is like kind of like what you're saying too. And one of the benefits of starting with a coach or at least having some guidance is like you can take time to really learn how to move well and like understand like this is how something should feel, right? And
Right.
I think over time too, you get more comfortable with if things feel off. Like I think even for yourself or for me, now we're at a point where like if a movement feels off, like you kind of get it and you know that there you have to make some tweaks, right? But I think when you're
Oh
brand
yeah.
new, you don't understand that. You just go in and you're like, oh, I just feel this everywhere. And that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, like we were talking about before, that's how people fall off because they're so concerned that I hurt myself. What's this pain about? Well, if you're not going to the gym regularly, you're probably going to experience a lot of soreness off the gate.
And what do you think about goal setting? What do you think about, I feel like that's a really important aspect of motivation and discipline. So what are your thoughts on goal setting and how would you generally advise someone to go about doing it in their fitness journey?
Okay, so what Brick likes to do is I'll look at the month as a goal and I'll say, all right, this month, let's just use steps as an example. I want to get 10,000 steps every day, right? And my starting point was my average was 5,000. So I have to get another 5,000 on top of what I would normally do. So I'll spend the month just on that one thing, and make sure I hit that goal of doing that every day. Then the next month, I might consider, well, now that I got my physical activity up, maybe I should add some high intensity interval training if I'm trying to get some abs. So, yeah, I just keep stacking. That's how I do things. Month by month, I stack things up, I add some stuff on, and hey, some months I might not have missed made my goal. So I'll focus on that again for the next month until I get it in there. and it's part of a habit.
Yeah, no, I think that makes sense, especially if you're if everyone's trying to get like ripped and peeled like yourself, then you need to add in HIIT training, or you need to be like, focusing on a step count where you're trying to like, just overall lower your body fat percentage. And I think that what you said there really ties in nicely to people just trying to do too much at the beginning, like you mentioned earlier on in the
Yeah.
podcast too, where people start and it's kind of like that like all or nothing mentality, right? They're just like, oh,
Right.
I'm starting this fitness journey, so I have to be doing everything. And then people are like, this is just way too much, right? Like they're trying to go to the gym 3 to 4 times a week or more when they haven't been going. They're trying to eat completely different, right? They're trying to, like you said, hit 10,000 steps a day, or they're trying to also like maybe do cardio as well. They're trying to like completely change their entire life. And then that's why people are like, oh my God, this is super overwhelming. I can't handle this. I can't do this. And then I think that kind of ties into people falling off and having them stop, is because they're not doing what you're suggesting here. They're not trying to like stack wins, focus on one thing at a time, and like build confidence. I feel like that's like the biggest thing at the beginning, is like getting somebody where they're like really confident with their skills. They're getting daily wins, they're getting monthly wins, and they're like, hey, I can do this. And
Right.
then they're using that momentum to like continue growing and doing better.
Right. I mean, listen, there's some people that can go 0 to 100, right? But a majority of us should probably go 0 to 10. This way, I mean, if you think of it that way, that's 10 months. That's 10 months to work on. So many people want that quick fix, and it's just not possible. You're going to burn yourself out.
Yeah, everyone's looking for like the magic pill, right? Or they're looking to
Right.
like get their dream body next week. But it's just like, well, I've been working out for a very long time, and it
Yeah,
just
me
it's a
too.
matter of, oh yeah, I guess you've probably been working out since you were 13.
Since I was a stick, yeah, I was stick headstrong for a little while there. From stick to brick, that's motivation for you.
Need that on a t-shirt.
Absolutely. Body like brick. That's what I need.
Body
Or
like brick.
maybe big brick energy. That's what they need.
Love it.
That's for sure.
Yeah, no, I'm hoping you're taking some content from this to use for your t-shirt ideas or for posts too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm going to. You gotta share it with me when you got it up.
I will. So to continue building off of this stuff, I love your approach with the goal setting aspect of it. And I think that that's like very smart. Like it's very, it's a very strategic, and it's very measurable. It's
It's
actionable.
sustainable.
There's a time
Sustainable.
frame, and yeah, it just makes sense, right? And from, from a training standpoint, when we're looking at sustainable habits long term, like things need to be in steps, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And hey, steps are reps too. Don't forget that.
Steps are reps.
Yeah.
And actually, what are my steps at today? Oh, they're low. I'll have to get more steps after.
Where are they at? Where are they at?
They're at like 3,000, which isn't great.
Oh, so I told you I had a story. Today, Brick's car broke down. Ridiculous. But guess
Bricks.
what? I took it to the repair shop and I walked back home. That was like 7,000 steps right there. So I took advantage of a nice day, got out there, got my steps in, and man, it sucks my car broke down, but I took it and made it a positive.
Where were you when your car broke down?
I was on my way to the gym, unfortunately.
Oh, did you take your pre-workout?
Yep. Imagine that. Imagine what that was like. The repair shop had to deal with me with my pre-workout in. It was crazy. Not good.
All stimmed out talking to them about your car.
It was terrible.
That sounds like the I would argue probably like a lifter's worst nightmare.
Really was. I thought about
It's
just
kind
lifting my car and just telling them, like, listen, don't even put it up on the hydraulics. Brick's got it. I'll just put it on my back. Let's see what's wrong here. But they didn't like that idea. They told me to go home. So I went home.
You didn't go to the gym still?
Well, as you see, I'm in the locker room now. I'm gonna get going in there in a little bit.
Respect that. I respect that.
I bring my whole podcast set up here. They don't mind it, so.
Even like there's no occasional people changing. You're good?
What do you think about that? Everybody's naked in here all the time, especially old guys.
What do I think
Gross.
about that? What do I think about that?
What should I do? Tell them, like, hey, I'm trying to film a podcast. You're
I
naked over
feel
there.
I feel like the male change room is this forbidden ground that people have to step into early on in their lifting career. And it may actually tie into this gym intimidation that we're speaking of too,
I was gonna say,
because
yeah. I get intimidated going in here.
they feel their manlyhood at stake, I feel.
Right.
And yeah, it's not, if you're new, and if I'll just say this, right? If you're new to the gym and you're finding that you're already a little bit uncomfortable at the gym, just go pre-changed and
Yeah, that's a good
just
idea.
leave changed. Let's just
Yeah.
avoid the whole 1 foot on the bench locker room chat about what you worked out that day, or like how long you've been going to the gym for. You don't need to get friendly with the 65-year-old or 75-year-old guy
No,
at the
no, no,
gym.
no. And they always smell like baby powder. It just smells like baby powder in here all the time. That's when I know to stay away. If I walk in, smell baby powder, I go running. I go that way. Get out of there.
I will say that they do smell good. I mean, like baby powder
You think
is,
so?
it's strong, but I will say like usually the old men smell good in the change room.
I'm an icy hot kind of guy. You know, I like that smell. I like that.
I'm a speed stick, like a
Oh, nice.
classic speed stick, man.
That's cool.
So to keep kind of building onto this, I think we're making good treadway. When it comes to, we'll even talk about just trying to structure somebody's workout. When you're getting somebody brand new into the gym and they're trying to like get into a routine, where do you usually start them? Like, how do you usually go about kind of shaping their first program? And when do you generally think it's time for them to, progress?
Right. So the first thing I do is I ask what their availability is like and if they really mean it. And by that, I mean, you know, some people will say, I got time to go three times a week. But what they really are saying is they have some excuses on the other days because really, most of the time, they have the time. They're just a little timid. But that's okay. That's okay. I'll take 3 days. I'll take 3 days to start. And we'll do 3 days a week for the first month and check in and see how that went. Now, as far as plans go, it depends on their goals. You know, some of my clients, they come in a little heavy and they want to lose some pounds. Well, that's the first thing I do is introduce them to steps. I want to know what kind of steps they're getting in their day. And that'll change based off of anybody because of the fact not everyone works at the same job, not everyone has the same lifestyle. You know, if I work in a warehouse, I might be on my feet all day. So my steps are probably already around 7,000, 8,000 steps. And that's great. We don't need to focus on steps then. We'll focus more on getting some high intensity cardio in. So yeah, that's usually the couple things that I look at before I get anywhere with my clients. You know, I try to get a commitment, an agreement of at least 3 months just to get started because I want them to know this is a process. And it's not going to happen 1 month. That first month is reserved because what I want in that first month is you to just show up. That's it. The workouts, that's great. I'm glad you're doing them and I want to know what you did. But if you show up, that's what I really want. I want to see that first.
Yeah, and I feel like within that too, you're trying to teach them like how to get through the periods where there is going to be a variation in the motivation to training, right? Because
Right. It's about discipline at that point.
yeah, and I think that's a good time to like teach them that, but also show them support in times
Right.
where that's going to be varying and changing, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
For someone that struggles with the mindset aspect, right?
Right.
What do you like to do with them? Like, 'cause I've definitely had people where, and maybe you could speak on this too, where they'll talk a big game, right? They'll be like, "Oh, like I'm gonna commit to this for a year at least. I'm gonna go 5 times a week. I'm going to do this." And then they start for a week, and then, or they maybe they go for a month, and then something in their life happens, and
Yeah.
they just like they fall off. So I think like mindset wise, how do you like to talk to people about that side of it? Because I feel like that's half of getting to the gym is just thinking about getting there and setting yourself up for success to get there.
Right, absolutely. The first thing is, we're all humans, right? We're all humans, except maybe me. But that means you're gonna have a bad day, you're gonna have a bad week, but you can't let that one bad day or that one bad week stop you from having the rest of your month. So, what I like to do is just try to help them remind them of that simple thing, just to keep them going the right way. You know, some people they just get so hung up in it, but that's where we step in, try to keep them motivated that way. Just get them to look and say, "Hey, listen, you fell off, just get back in." Because really, missing 1, 2 days isn't that bad when you look at it at 6 months. That's crazy. That's great commitment. You just got to realize this is not a 1 month deal. This is the rest of your life. Why wouldn't you want to be healthy for the rest of your life? If you only go to the gym for 3 days, you're only healthy for 3 days. You want to be healthy all the time. So that's where I'm at with it. What do you think? What do you recommend for people?
So yeah, I like what you said there. I think health is priceless, right? And I think it's something
Right.
that naturally drops off as people get older, and it's one of those things that people take for granted, right? And I think it usually takes
Right.
somebody to like go through an injury or have a severe life change to be really like appreciative and understand what they did have at one point in time and what they didn't opt to do
Right.
with it. But
Two
I think for
things. Your
but I think
muscles don't know how old you are, right?
yeah.
They just know how hard they work. You know, you could be my age, 46, and have jacked arms like this, but you could also be 30 and have jacked arms like this. And the muscles, they have no idea the difference.
It's true. And like, I think that the sooner somebody can get into it, the better, right? But I mean,
Oh, yeah.
I also just don't think that there's like, if I have somebody that's coming to me and they're wanting to get into it and they've never been into it before at all, like even if they came into it at 40 something, man, I think like any time is a good time to start, right? And I wouldn't say that it's just like a bad time. I mean, it might be a little bit harder for them to learn at that point in time and get into the routine, but I think any time is the chance to just like dive into it and start trying to like better yourself and work on being a better version of you, right?
I love that. Anytime is the right time. And right now is the right time. For all of you watching, you should go to the gym or go outside, do something physical, take care of yourselves.
The right time is now.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I think you asked before my approach with people that deal with motivation or discipline issues.
Yeah. What do you do?
So if somebody comes to me again, like I've had people where they come to me and they'll be like, I have this goal of losing 50 pounds, you know, I want to be down this by this time. Usually it's they maybe they'll say 6 months or whatever or a year.
Right.
The first approach that I'll usually take is we're setting some short-term goals because I feel like
Yeah.
generally speaking, the long-term goals are going to be great, but there needs to be more like short-term goals that are more actionable and that somebody
Yeah.
can actually do, like you said, even before, right? Weekly, monthly, and help them adhere to the schedule. Because I feel like once people have more structure and more routine, but also they can celebrate more wins, that's when they're going to be more likely to adhere to a schedule versus if they have a goal of losing 50 pounds in 6 months from now, but then they have a month where, let's say, life is chaotic and life is crazy
Right.
with work, with relationships, whatever, then they're going to likely maybe fall off. So I think it's important to make sure that you're kind of like constantly reevaluating and making sure that you're modifying or altering your goals appropriately to you.
Yeah.
Lately, I've also been utilizing habit tracking daily. So,
Whoa. How do you do that?
I use an app, and what I do on there is I'll specifically make a daily habit tracker to that client. So I'll put in like three questions. I want it to be like
Whoa.
30 seconds to fill out a quick yes, no. And at the very bottom, a section for them to like add some notes. And
Oh, interesting.
I want it to be like so fast that there's almost no reason they can't do it. But the biggest thing is I
Wow.
want it to create like awareness. I want them to understand that like this is like things that we could build on, or this is things that they're already doing really, really well, right?
Right.
And that's the biggest thing. Like I just want them to like start looking at things from like a day-to-day aspect and start counting wins, but then also create more awareness as to like, okay, well, this was something that I wanted to do, but I wasn't able to do it. So then it kind of allows them to build on that. And then I also do weekly check-ins just to see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I do weekly check-ins as well for a lot for all my clients, where we look at any kind of injuries maybe that they have. We'll reevaluate pain from that standpoint. Maybe they'll input into their diet how that kind of looked over the course of the week. If they want to track their weight once a week, we'll look at that. And then I'll look at stress, energy, digestion, even everything like that.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Hey, one sec. One sec. Somebody's calling my name. I think they need a spot. Hold on one sec.
Hopefully it's like 405.
It better not be.
I think if it's 405, you got it.
All right. Nice job. Oh.
How much was the weight? You've told me when you get back.
Wow, unbelievable. Unbelievable. That guy. 450 pounds. Couldn't believe it.
On a bench press?
On a bench. Yeah.
That's the that's some insane. Is he
Some serious clanging and banging out there. Yeah.
see your coach?
No. I think he said his name's Arnold. I don't know.
If that's the case, then you're in the presence of the goat,
I think so.
perhaps.
I think he's here. No. Just a coincidence. Different Arnold. Different Arnold. I wish it was Arnold. That'd be crazy.
So when it comes to like to kind of keep building on this stuff, right? I'm loving having this talk about motivation and discipline, because I think like it the psychological aspect of it just ties into everything, right? If we're not able to be in a good place mentally, emotionally, and if we're not able to, be in control of our emotions, then it's going to really hinder our progress in the gym, right? So, what are your thoughts on therapy? I want to hear Brick's honest opinions on therapy.
Okay. That's a great question because if you asked me a year ago, I'd say it's silly. I didn't understand it, right? How does this affect my gym performance? I had no idea. But a couple months ago, I started doing yoga and meditation and understanding more about the mind-body connection. And apparently, if I'm living with some anxiety, or if I'm just not feeling all that great, it could affect my performance in the gym. So You got to take care of your mind, because if you don't, then you're missing the secret ingredient to getting bigger and getting better shape. You need your mind to be part of the process. And if your mind ain't right, then it might be more difficult. So there's nothing wrong with having a therapist, especially because, like, you don't even need to go anymore. You can just do it online. No one will even know you did it. I don't know why people just don't do it. Plus, it helps your friendships, you know, because now you're not dumping your trauma on all your friends. You could give it to the therapist. That's their job. Pay them right. Get that back, therapist. But yeah, I think that therapy has a lot of great benefits, and everybody should have a therapist. I have a therapist. We talk about, we talk about things that are going wrong in my life, you know, but right now things are great. I get to talk to people like you. I get to talk to fitness coaches. I get to help people. It's been a great time. But yeah, therapy, that's a solution for a lot of people.
Yeah, no, I know. You know, get your bread, therapist. And that's I love that. Brick is also for therapy, and that's a huge
oh,
point.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing to think about. I think there's this, we're not going to run on too much of a tangent, but I think there's a stigma around therapy and men not needing therapy. But as I'm, you know, getting older and just like doing more inner work myself too, I'm realizing that, like, it's really good to still talk about your feelings and your thoughts and to express yourself and to understand them more. And like you said too, you don't want to be known as that guy that just like always hangs out with your friend and then just trauma dumps for like an hour. And then, and then you're like, so anyways, what'd you do today? It's like, okay, well, it's good to have somebody that you can talk to that can kind of give you like an unbiased opinion, that can give you some insight that you're maybe not seeing, some perspective. And for me, I'm very systemized. I like having like step-by-step instructions and tools on how to like get better. And like, for me, like, I'm able to like gauge progress that way. Like, if I'm able to, I don't know, like, let's say I'm having a moment where I'm feeling like I'm really overwhelmed. If I'm able to like downregulate faster than I was in the past, like, for me, like, that's progress. Or if I'm able to move past something faster, or if I'm able to understand something quicker, then that for me is progress too. So I think that like therapy is one of those things that's like overlooked, especially for men. But I think that often for everyone, I think everybody should do it at some point in time, just to work through whatever issues that they've experienced in the past. Cause like you mentioned before too, like, it ties into training, right? If you're going through some hard stuff in your life and you're not mentally like there, you're not going to be like able to train. You're not going to be probably sleeping very well. Your energy levels are going to be all over the place, probably higher fatigue. You're not going to be able to handle as much training wise. If you're trying to lose weight or gain weight, it'll definitely affect that whole process. So, which ties into motivation, discipline, right? If you're finding that like, oh, I'm not seeing progress right now, right? This sucks. You're probably more likely to fall off and stop, versus if you're able to talk to somebody and like understand what you're feeling, then it can kind of get you at least on the right track again, where you're able to like keep moving forward and keep seeing progress.
Right. And I mean, going to therapy also helps me stay organized, because I know when I get on that call, they're going to ask me how my week went. And if I don't have an answer, well, Brick, why don't you have an answer? Well, I don't know, but I don't ever want to be in that situation. So I think about my week before I get on the call, and then what my next week's going to look like. It really helps me with a lot of things.
It's great for accountability. And I'd say it's the same thing for training too, right? If somebody has like an in-person session, where the trainer is going to ask like how their week went or how the past couple of days went, there's more accountability to consider with having somebody to like to check in with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So just to wrap this up today, what are some things that you're doing that you have coming up that you're really, really excited about and that you want to share with the audience My audience and your audience.
Okay. So you said this comes out today?
Yeah, it'll be coming out today.
Wow. That's crazy. Okay. So with that said, Brick is attending the Podcast Movement Conference in Washington, D.C. In 2 weeks. That's 4 day conference. I'm hoping to meet a whole bunch of people. I heard NASA is there. That'd be pretty cool to meet NASA. Anyways, separate to that, of course, I host Reppin' Fitness. And as you might have already seen, I'm trying to bring it to schools. I'm going to interview the gym teachers or principal or maybe even like a football coach. And we're going to talk about health and fitness for the kids and get them thinking about stuff. Now, what these coaches don't know is I'm going to talk to the kids and I'm going to ask them, hey, what exercise do you want to see your coach do in front of everyone? I'm going to have Brooke do it. So it's going to be fun. I'm really excited about it. This fall, Reppin' Fitness, the live show, coming to your school.
Where so if people want to follow you and stay up to date with all your stuff, where can they follow you?
Oh, well, that's easy. Head up Instagram and just type in Brick Headstrong. You'll find me there. I post daily motivational videos to help you get on the right track. And otherwise, you can head to brickheadstrong.com, pick up any merch, shirts like this one I'm wearing right now. And of course, Reppin' Fitness, it's available everywhere you watch podcasts at. Bah! Sorry about that. It's available wherever you watch podcasts. So Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, basically everywhere you watch this.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, and then I also heard that you're gonna be at potentially at the conference here in Edmonton.
Oh, yeah. We're working out the details, getting the itinerary together. Me and Andrew got to talk. But yeah, I'm hoping to be there. It's going to be a great time. I can't believe how far Edmonton is from Pittston, Pennsylvania. Crazy. I just look up and I'm like, oh, it's right there. But it's actually like 20 hours away. That's crazy.
I admire the commitment to the grind and the commitment to fitness for you to travel that far for a conference.
Oh, I just need all the reps. I just love reps. But you said you had a puppy, right?
I do.
How old is your moose? How many moose you got?
I have one puppy and she turned a year end of March.
No
So
moose? You don't have any moose? You're in
no.
Canada.
No, the moose, I got rid of it last year. It's too expensive.
Oh, yeah, I bet. They probably eat a lot. They're really big.
Yeah, and I also just like I Airbnb out my igloo now too.
What? You have an
Yeah.
igloo?
And then there's also like there's a polar bear kind of like
What?
around there too, so I just yeah, I Airbnb it out. I just put like igloo getaway. Yeah, I just and then they just stay there and I go and upkeep it every couple of days. Yeah, no, that's a Canadian thing that I didn't
Maybe,
know you know about that. That's crazy.
maybe if you put a comma in there, they would understand. You know, igloo, comma, get away. You might get a bear. You don't want that. That's crazy. But hey, good to know you're getting that bag. Good job. Congrats on the successful business.
I'm trying, man. But we're definitely gonna
Oh,
have to
yeah.
have a flex off at the conference.
Oh, you got it. You got it. I have too many months to get ready. You're in trouble.
Yeah, no,
But,
I'm not gonna win, but I'm just like happy to participate.
oh, nice. We'll get a pick. It'll be great.
Right, man. I appreciate you coming on today. It was an
Oh, yeah.
absolute pleasure. I hope people took some things away from this whole conversation, learning more about
Yeah, me
like
too.
motivation, discipline, the steps, you know, at the beginning, throughout, and how to make this all like a very sustainable thing long term, because that's really what health and fitness is all about. And I love what you're doing with your podcast.
Oh, thank you.
I think you have some great guests on and always great conversations and you know, just keep doing your thing. I admire it,
Oh,
so.
thank you. Thank you. A wise man once said, losers have goals, but winners have systems.
I love that. It's true. You have to plan to set yourself up for success.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now it's time for me to get those reps. I want to get some success in.
You go crush your workout.
Yeah. Hey, have a great day. It was great to talk to you.
Great chatting with you too.
All right.
Thanks for listening, guys.